Welcome to Alaskwatch, the show all about Bigfoot and the great state of Alaska. I'm your host, Beans Baxter. So lace up your boots, zip up your coat, and come with me on an adventure as we explore all things cryptid in the last frontier. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest episode of Alaskwatch. Housekeeping. Dogs are here in the studio with me. You might hear some noises, some grunts, some snoring. I was actually going to do this episode live this weekend. Like, I haven't done a live in a long time. And I was like, I got to do a live. I want to talk to everybody and get people in the chat and get some interaction going on. And I woke up this morning and I'm not feeling very good. I've got a cold or something. I woke up kind of with a sore throat. My nose is, I'm getting congested. And I was going to do this Friday or Saturday night. And I kind of made a command decision. And I was like, I'm going to record this today. Because I've got a feeling I'm not going to get better as the weekend progresses. So I'm going to go ahead and do this now, get it recorded now, and probably get it out Friday. But I don't know what's wrong. I went last weekend. I went up to the Kenai Soldotna area. I did some shopping. I went to the movies. I went and saw the new Ghostbusters. And probably pick something up there. You know, I don't, especially in the wintertime, I don't get out a whole lot. Kind of a work from home and do a lot of stuff around the house. Don't really go to the store or any place. If I do go anywhere, it's probably the movies, or I go out and do something, you know, in my backyard by myself or with my dogs. So I probably picked up something in town and brought it home. But, and it's a pain in the butt too, because, you know, I'm eating healthier. I've cut out like alcohol and soda. I still have the occasional rock star though. I can't go cold turkey on those. But I'm like, yeah, you know, like I know I'm going to get sick. And now I'm like, oh man, do I go ahead and like keep working out, or should I like stop? I guess the plan is for today, I'm going to work out this afternoon and I'll see how I feel tomorrow. I've been doing this program that I'm really happy with, and I've lost quite a bit of weight. I don't know if you can tell, especially around like my face area. I've been going since October, and then of course took a break for February when we went on vacation, and then got back into it. Took a couple weeks off for the vacation, and then I think another week off when we got back, just cause, and then got right back into it. And I think I'm on week 4 now since vacation, so I'm digging it. It's short, like 30 minute workouts. They're hard, but they're short, and it's not like a whole hour out of my day. Although, you know, when you factor in the workout, and then after the workout you have to take a shower, and it's about an hour. But then if you, it was an hour workout, it would be like an hour and a half. So it works out. Really, really satisfied with it so far. I'm gonna continue to do it until I'm finished this cycle, and maybe switch it up a little bit, do something a little different. I did the regular workout before. This time I'm doing mass, which means more strength exercises, to build muscle building exercises, and we'll see how it goes after that. I've been seeing some gains, but yeah, I went up, saw the new Ghostbusters last weekend. Not going to do a review on it. I'll tell you, you know, there was stuff about it I liked, there was stuff about it I didn't like. I actually liked it better than the last one, The Afterlife. Where, if you guys remember my review of that, there was like a moment in that movie that damn near ruined the entire movie for me. And this one was not without its flaws, but overall I enjoyed it. It kind of suffers from one of the local, from the modern things that's going on or going around that I don't really care for with basically the heroes or the, some minor spoiler, heroes are kind of the reason that the stuff in the movies happen. If you're familiar at all with the Flash TV show that was on the CW for a few years, that people used to joke that the main villain of the show was the Flash, because basically everything that happened, like all the bad shit that happened, was basically his fault through his decisions. And there's a plot line in this movie that's not dissimilar to that. So that was kind of a, you know, I wish they'd went a different way with that. But overall, I still enjoyed it. Godzilla and Kong comes out this weekend. I wish I could go see that, but I'm not gonna do two trips up north in 2 weeks. That's just too much. I'll probably just wait till it comes here, which is probably gonna be in another 2 months or something. Like, it's gonna take forever. It's gonna be spoiled. Which, honestly, with Godzilla and Kong, I think we all know the plot line by now. If you've seen any of the trailers and stuff, I think we're pretty well versed on what's gonna happen. Big monsters are gonna fight. Good guys are probably gonna win. You know, the end, roll credits. I don't think it's going to be earth-shattering cinema. Although I do hear some of the early reviews are very positive. So I would very much like to see it in the theater. I think it's a movie that should be experienced in the theater. But anyway, let's get into it. I've been rambling about movies and colds and exercises for about 6 minutes now, man. Time's flying. If I get a little coffee or coffee, not like coffee the drink, if I start coughing or get a little hoarse, I might have to take a swig of water. So please forgive me. I'm trying to wean myself off of drinking while I'm talking and doing podcasts and shows, but we'll see. It's not easy. I sit around the house all the time. I don't talk to anybody except maybe my dogs, and you know, I lose my voice. My throat gets dry when I talk a lot. In fact, there's been a couple of times when I've done like a show, like a podcast, been a guest on something, and or done an episode of this and talked a lot, and then like the next day I wake up and I'm like, I can't really talk. I sound like Marlon Brando. You know, my wife's like, are you going to make me an offer I can't refuse? And I'm like, no, you can refuse every offer. So anyway, today I wanted to reveal something to you guys. This is going to be amazing. Those of you that listen to this on a regular basis, you're going to realize I've been holding out on you. But what I wanted to tell you guys today, this is a big announcement, is I have psychic powers, and I can see into the future, and sometimes I can predict things before they happen, and I'm going to do that today for you right here on this episode. It's going to be posted on the internet. It's going to be live for everybody to see, and you're going to be able to confirm or deny these powers that I have. Are you guys ready? I'm about ready to make my prediction. I've got my expectacles on. Get it? You see the future. You can expect expectacles. I know it sucks if you have to explain the joke, right? So, my prediction, it is kind of a joke. My prediction is that in the next few days, this is coming out on a Friday, so on Monday, here in about 3 days, there's going to be some Bigfoot stories in the mainstream media, and possibly, more than likely, yeah, I'm seeing it clearly now, there's going to be some photos of Bigfoot released here on Monday to the mainstream media. and you're going to see it. It's going to happen, and you're going to go, my God, Beans was right. He is psychic. He has the ability. He's got the shining. So there it is, people. My prediction's out there. Now we just got to see if it happens. But anyway, what's going to happen is Monday's going to roll around. People aren't going to realize what day it is. Monday is April 1st, which is most commonly known as April Fool's Day. And every single year on April 1st, people start posting Bigfoot footage, photos, articles, everything you can think of. And people in the Bigfoot community get excited because they see something on local news or nearby news that says Bigfoot sighted here or Bigfoot does this or local, you know, scientist discovers Bigfoot, and they start sharing it to the Bigfoot communities, to the message boards and the groups on Facebook, and people see it and they get excited and they share it, and nobody stops to think and look and see what day it is. So this year, I'm urging all of you, for the love of God, remember, Monday is April Fool's Day. Don't be sharing stupid shit. Happens every year. And there's been a couple of times where, you know, I haven't got to the point where I shared it, but I've got to the point where I was like, oh my God, you know, like, look at this. There's an article about Bigfoot in the news, and it's a joke. I've got some examples here that I want to share from you from years past, from some, I'm going to say reputable, I'm making quote fingers because I'm not really familiar with them, but legit news sources that published Bigfoot-related content on April Fool's. This one comes from the Waynesboro Record Herald. This was from 2008. It says, Gatehouse paper pulls Bigfoot prank on April Fool's Day. So there was an article posted in this, I don't know how to pronounce this, Bastrop, Louisiana newspaper. And it quoted a woman who saw Bigfoot, and she got some footage of it. And then it says several websites reported the Enterprise story. NBC affiliates called asking if they could visit the area of the sighting, which when informed that the story was a joke, the NBC reporter laughed, but not as heartily as Rainwater did. So anyway, this newspaper reported a Bigfoot hoax, and it took off to the point where other media outlets were calling and asking about it. That was in 2008. Here's one from Portland Community College. Is Bigfoot roaming the forest at Sylvania campus? The PCC Monster Spotter Student Club says Grablash, Bigfoot for you bet. This is more significant than when we spotted the Loch Ness Monster in Rock Creek Koi Pond. The club was informed the strange beast was roaming Sylvania's Lesser Park by a team of city habitat scientists who were studying invasive plant species. And then down here, there's a paragraph that says, the PCC Bigfoot discovery is the first film footage of a Sasquatch since the historic Patterson-Gimlin film from 1967. And so this was published April 2015. Obviously, it's a joke, and if you read into it and you realize it's April Fool's, you realize, okay, this is an April Fool's joke. But if you didn't know and you saw that article just talking about Bigfoot being sighted, first footage since PG film, you know, I can see how somebody could take that seriously. Here's one. Bigfoot leaves his mark on April Fool's Day in Spencer, the city of Spencer. This is from Spencer, West Virginia. This is from Eyewitness News. This is from some more recent, from 2019. City of Spencer had some fun on April Fool's Day, posting an alert and a photo on its Facebook page for residents to be on the lookout for a 400-pound creature standing between 8 and 9 foot tall. In other words, Bigfoot was stomping his way through the town. And so that was, this is an article about a post that was made on the city website. So a government, official government website that your taxes are paying for is posting April Fool's jokes. So I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying there are people who are unawares that it's April Fool's Day and they get carried away. And these stories get shared. They get sent to other places. They generate phone calls, emails. They generate a lot of stuff that when real, like the NBC reporter, when he realized it was a joke, he, oh yeah, okay, he laughed. And I have an April Fool's Day story, not involving Bigfoot, but I'll tell it real quick. So back when I had my motorcycle, I had gone to the Harley dealership up the road here, and I can't remember if I was doing a service. It must have been a mild winter, because it is like, there's snow all over the place right now. I couldn't ride it home if I wanted to. Maybe I was picking my bike up from winter storage. But I was sitting there at the counter waiting on something. I don't know what I was waiting on. And one of the guys that worked there who I was friendly with, he's no longer there. And I can't remember his name. His wife comes in with her friend and they sit down like at the counter next to me, and they're talking to him, and I'm looking at like a Harley catalog or something, I don't know. And she starts to basically tell him that she is gonna have a baby. She's with child. She kind of, you okay there, Harley? She's sawing some logs. So she kind of, it was one of those like, she hinted at it and basically put the idea in his head. And then you could see him like, wait, are you saying you're going to have a, are you saying you're pregnant? Are you saying you're going to have a baby? And I could tell by his reaction, this was unplanned, or maybe there was something going on to where they weren't able to have a kid, or like they've been trying for a while. It was unexpected, and I could tell. And I'm sitting there, and I can tell, you know, because she's kind of like, you know, she's kind of giggling and laughing about it. And he is in an utter state of shock. And I said to him, I was like, hey, man, look behind you on the wall there and look at the calendar. And he kind of turns around, and he looks at it, and he's like, what are you talking about? Because I kind of interrupted their conversation, and he's finding out he's having a baby, and I'm like, hey, look at that calendar over there. What's the date today? And of course his wife or girlfriend, whoever she was, is like, you know, she's trying to shut me up, and he's not realizing it. He's looking at the calendar, and he's like, hey, you know, like littering, you know, like he's. And finally, I think I mentioned it again. I was like, what's the date, buddy? And he's like, oh my God. He's like, this is April Fool's. And I basically ruined her, like, I don't know how much further she was going to take it. I don't know how long it was going to go. But I intervened and foiled her April Fool's Day fun. And I don't, no regrets. I don't feel bad about it, because that is not, in my opinion, that's not really something you should joke about. I don't think that's something that's very funny. It's like, you've seen the videos of the people that buy the gag lottery tickets that say you won like a bajillion dollars, and then, you know, you turn it over and it's like, you know, to redeem this ticket, take it to the intersection of FU and loser or something like that. And people get really upset with that kind of stuff, and I would too because think about it, you're like, talk about a roller coaster, you're like, I just won $1 million, and they're like, Ha ha, no you didn't. We're laughing at you because you're stupid because you don't know that you didn't win $1 million. So, yeah, I don't think those kind of jokes are funny. You know, I'm into cheeky, harmless shenanigans, not evil shenanigans, if you get that reference. And I think making somebody think that they are getting a large sum of money or going to have a baby, basically drastic life-changing events, I think those are probably not really things that should be joked about. At least not in a serious matter to where, you know, people could call up their boss and be like, F you, I quit. I just won $1 bajillion. You know, that can, those kind of pranks can go off the rails. Or with the lady that was telling her boyfriend that she's pregnant and he's like, I never, you know, you're cheating on me because I never told you I'm infertile or something like that. So you want to be careful about those kind of pranks. And a lot of people, the general populace, I would say, find Bigfoot and other such subjects, they find that, you know, in the cheeky, harmless, fun area. And if I wasn't into the Bigfoot subject, I would probably agree. But then every April Fool's Day, I see the articles and the press releases and stuff like that making their way like wildfire across the Bigfoot communities. And it just, I just like, because you know there's people out there that are, you know, like the girlfriend, they're like, oh, this guy's stupid because they really believe that. And there is no such thing as Bigfoot. So, you know, it's bad enough we get it, you know, 364 days out of the year. But then when it's on a day called April Fool's Day and they're making a fool of you, it just stings a little bit more. But anyway, guys, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about. Just, this is your warning, okay? My psychic prediction is that there's going to be some stuff floating around on the internet Monday. If you happen to come across such a fallacy, such a joke being shared on the social medias, do me a favor and comment on it. Hashtag Beans was right. let's see how many of those we can generate. I'm curious. I want to see how far reaching the show gets, like how far it gets out there, what kind of different platforms that hashtag will appear on. But yeah, I'm dreading it. I'm dreading it. You know, I posted many years ago on my social media account that I don't celebrate April Fool's Day because I have spent enough time around fools and dealing with fools that I know that they should not be celebrated in any capacity whatsoever. So I don't really play jokes like that. I think, again, you know, cheeky, harmless shenanigans are fine and cruel, evil shenanigans are not fine. And giving people false hope, I kind of feel, is in the cruel, evil shenanigan spectrum of that equation. And, you know, I just urge you guys, hey, you know, if you want to play jokes and have fun, but don't, you know, mess with people to the point where you're crushing their soul, I guess. So, yeah, please be courteous, be kind on April Fool's Day. Don't get out there and make a fool of an entire community, pseudoscience community that's trying to be taken seriously. Please, before you share an article, you know, read it through, look at the date, the publication date. That's all we can do. And I know there's going to be people that don't. I mean, I know what's going to happen. I know it is. And I'm just trying to spread awareness. We're spreading awareness. We're getting it out there. In fact, I'll post something on April Fool's Day saying, hey, don't be doing stupid shit. Don't be sharing stupid shit stuff. So, yeah, I hope this year maybe we can contain the damage to a minimum. I know there's going to be Facebook groups and stuff like that out there that are just going to get bombarded with fake Bigfoot stuff on April 1st. And there's going to be a lot of upset people. Man, you know, I forgot to mention, like, one of the best April Fool's Day pranks in history, I believe, occurred in Alaska. I forgot to do my research. I can't spell volcano either. Here it is. So, this was in 1974. There was a dude, I assume it was a dude, that climbed up to Mount Edgecombe and basically filled it full of tires, of old, like, junk tires, and lit them on fire so that it made the mountain look like it was smoking. So it makes that volcano look like it's active. And they called the Coast Guard out to go and check the volcano, and they fly over the volcano. They look down and they see the stacked tires burning, and then next to the tires, spray painted in huge letters were the words "April Fool." And I guess they found out who it was. The work of local prankster, 50-year-old Oliver Porky. Of course, it's Porky Bicker. He collected 70 old tires he kept in an airplane hangar, then patiently waited for 3 years until a bright, clear April Fool's Day. The morning of April 1st, he phoned Earl Walker, a chopper pilot. And, he choppered up there several gallons of kerosene. Yeah. So that is considered one of the greatest April Fool's Day pranks ever perpetrated. And part of me is like, yeah, you know, I mean, you got to respect the dude's effort. Like, that's an A for effort right there. He collected the tires, patiently waited, and then probably paid the dude's fuel or something, you know, at least bought him lunch. Had the dude chopper him up there with all those freaking tires, stacked them up, poured the kerosene on them, sprayed April Fool's on the side of the volcano, and lit it on fire. And part of me, again, is like, that's, you know, bravo, sir. That's freaking awesome. You know, game recognizes game, right? But another part of me is like, how wrong could that have gone? Like, think about, like, so they spun up the Coast Guard chopper to go up there and check it out. What if that chopper had crashed? Anytime a helicopter goes up, there's always that possibility that it could come down the fast way. And think about if that chopper had crashed and people had died because of this guy's, like, prank. Like, I wonder how that would have made him feel. I assume he probably would have got some criminal charges out of it. I don't know how they figured out who he was. It might be in the article, but I didn't read the entire article. I forgot, you know, to research it before I got on here. But yeah, that's, you know, Alaska, April Fools, they have a history going back a while. But that's a pretty cool story. I urge you to look it up and learn more about it on your own. But yeah, that's like legend status right there for April Fool Day pranks. But again, it could have went very wrong. It could have went real bad. It didn't. So we're all looking back on it now thinking, like, wow, that was awesome. But it wouldn't have taken much for that to go very bad very quickly. And we would all be like, that dumbass, all those Coast Guard guys, you know, would have lived if he hadn't just wanted to pull this prank. So anyway, guys, that's about all I got for you this week. Be sure you check out my website, Alasquatch Podcast. There's a little store in there. You can go to that store. You can buy shirts, hats, books that I've written, stickers, and we have a new addition to the Alasquatch store. We've got some little temporary tattoos. Actually, I think they're right here. If you're watching this on the video, I can show them to you. That is a psychedelic Sasquatch right there that you can get temporary tattooed on any part of your body that you can get it to fit. Those are up on the store, and you can purchase those now, and I will get one in the mail to you. And keep an eye out for us at Monster Fest coming up in June. I think I'm going to have a vendor table there. I think I got the confirmation, and then I deleted it, and I need to reaffirm that that is still a go. Regardless, I'll probably be there anyway, even if I don't get the table space. I'll probably just show up and hang out. I'll be hanging out with Sean Forker and those guys if I don't have my own spot. Anyway, that's it, guys. Check us out on the website. If you're listening to this in audio form, check out my YouTube channel. Please go over there and like and subscribe and watch some of my videos of me out in the field. Also, I wanted to just a quick PSA. Please be mindful of the things you post, the comments on YouTube. I had an incident the other day where somebody that's a local here in Alaska was posting some stuff on some of the Area A videos. Apparently, they had been able to deduce where it's located, and although they didn't dox the location, they were pretty close. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable with this person having that ability. So I blocked their ability to load comments. And I'm aware that Alex has done the same with some people as well, you know, because locals can deduce where places are and threaten to dox it. And it's just, I'm not going to let that happen. You know, I don't want to block anybody from my pages or my YouTube channel or anything like that. But if I feel like there's going to be some kind of breach of that, I'm gonna take care of it, because I think privacy, like I told the owner, I wouldn't tell anybody where it's at, and I'm not going to let anybody do that through my channel as well. If I catch it, it's gone. So I apologize to that person. If you're listening to this, I apologize for having to do that to block you, but I am not going to take that chance. If you start getting on there and talking about exact locations and where it might be, that's it. You're gone. If you want to private message me, or email me, that's fine. That's alaskwatch@gmail.com. I'll talk to you all day about it. But we're not going to put that out there on the internet for everybody. All right, guys. So thanks for listening. Hit the website. Hit the podcast. Hit the YouTube channel. I'm on the Instagram where I post my savage Bigfoot memes. And TikTok, as long as it's still here. And that's it, guys. That's all I got for you. Thank you for listening. And remember, don't be an April Fool this year.